Two scalloped champagne flutes. Delightful. That pie might be burnt, but that speckled serving plate is straight up fire.
Don't worry, you can eat around it.
A blaze of glory. Whatever happens, style it out. F&F.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. Sir Keir Starmer will unveil the full details of the government's strategic defence review later. Among the plans are the building of up to 12 new nuclear-powered attack submarines and the investment of £15 billion in a warhead programme. A 45-year-old man's in custody after attacking a group of people with a flamethrower and firebombs in Boulder, Colorado. The FBI say it was a targeted terror attack. Six people are being treated in hospital. Mark McCorlick from the FBI has been giving more details with an update on the investigation.
This attack happened at a regularly scheduled weekly peaceful event. Witnesses are reporting that the subject used a makeshift flamethrower and threw an incendiary device into the crowd. The suspect was heard to yell "Free Palestine" during the attack. The subject has been identified as Mohammed Sabri Solomon, and he's 45 years old.
Russian and Ukrainian officials are due to sit down in the Turkish city of Istanbul later for their second round of direct peace talks. However, the two sides are still far apart on how to end the war, and the fighting is stepping up. US President Donald Trump has demanded that Russia and Ukraine make peace. And a man's died and a child has been left injured after a shooting at a shopping centre in the Republic of Ireland. It happened at the Fair Green shopping complex in County Carlow at around 6 o'clock on Sunday evening. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
Well, Monday has rolled around again, but we're going to fill it with the best music. Of course we are. I'm Lucy Coward. Hello there.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Thank you. Thank you. Classic FM.
Ex-Cathedra singing Hanak Pakjap Kusi Queen, and that was published in 1631. Not that recording, obviously. Geoffrey Skidmore with the baton in hand. If they'd all been around then, well, they must have an extremely effective face cream. We also heard the Vienna Philharmonic Orchestra under Christian Thielemann play the Hebrides Overture, Fingal's Cave by Mendelssohn. And where else will our Monday morning musical exploration take us? Hello and welcome to Early Breakfast on Classic FM. I'm Lucy Coward. It's June the 2nd. Time flies. Thank you.
Thank you.
The second movement of Joseph Haydn's Clock Symphony No. 101. Colin Davis was in charge of the Royal Concertgebouw Orchestra. And I suppose you could say I was turning back time too as I was going through some of the Classic FM archives on Friday. And I saw that it's 10 years since we spoke to Daniel Barenboim, one of the most famous musicians in the world, who started as a pianist but then branched into conducting. He told us back then he would very much like to spend 24 hours with Mozart if he could. And he'd also choose to share a good cigar with Brahms. But he also said the job of a pianist is to put colour into it. Otherwise, it remains a neutral instrument. So let's listen as he paints our moment of piano peace this morning on Classic FM from Beethoven's Pathétique Sonata No. 8.
Thank you. Classic FM.
Debbie Wiseman, Classic FM's composer in residence, conducting a studio orchestra as they played her theme to Wilde. And if you missed the first episode of Real Music with Debbie Wiseman here on Friday night, you can catch up on Global Player. For the next few weeks, she'll be chatting to some legends of the stage and screen that she's collaborated with and written music themes for. Her first guest was award-winning actress and author Sheila Hancock. It was a great conversation. Prior to that, we heard Daniel Barenboim play Beethoven's Piano Sonata Number 8, the second movement from it. It was our piano piece this morning on Early Breakfast. And so we go on this morning, and I've music from a lord shortly, plus we're going to stand in praise of Ballet Corps.
Classic FM.
Many dentists refer their own patients on to Darwood and Tanner.
My name is Dr. Mark Kent. I'm a general dental practitioner practicing in a North London suburb. Darwood and Tanner have become my preferred referral practice. I feel that Dr. Andrew Darwood can provide the highest level of implant surgery that is available, together with giving my patients the option of alternative specialist treatments.
Download your information pack today. Search Darwood and Tanner. Your smile is our healthy obsession.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella.
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Mark's best friend Ben follows him around. Ben's there when he wakes up in the morning. He's there when he goes to the pub. He's there at dinner time. He never leaves him. Ben died in Iraq in 2004. The trauma of that day has never left Mark. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
The most relaxing music.
Classic FM.
Classic FM.
I do love the fact that ballet is having a big influence on fashion at the moment, called ballet core, and it can be as simple as slipping on a pair of ballet pumps to complete your outfit, or wearing a tutu at any given moment. Been a while since I did that when popping to the shops, but now all bets are up. You know, thanks fashion. We heard the Dance of the Sugar Plum Fairy from the Nutcracker by Tchaikovsky, brought to us by the Berlin Philharmonic Orchestra, directed by Simon Rattle. And prior to that, Martin Neary was in charge of the choir boys and the English chamber players and singers on Classic FM as they performed Pia Jesu from the Requiem by Andrew Lloyd Webber.
Thank you.
Milos Karadalić and the London Philharmonic Orchestra delivering the first movement of Rodrigo's Fantasia para un Gentil Hombre. On the podium was Yannick Nezet-Séguin. This is Classic FM. Naomi Järvi conducting the Bergen Philharmonic Orchestra as they played the Norwegian Rhapsody No. 3 by Svensson on Classic FM, where after the latest news, we'll hear from one of our official partners, the Philharmonia, and we'll catch up with a shy and quirky waitress.
Classic FM.
The world is vast, offering endless possibilities. But Claire's world has only been getting smaller. She doesn't leave the country. She barely leaves the house. Still traumatised by that roadside bomb in Iraq. More than 20 years ago. For many, the battle continues. Combat Stress provides intensive mental health treatment to UK veterans with complex mental health problems, helping them rediscover the world they once knew. Combat Stress, for veterans' mental health. Search Combat Stress to support our work.
Find top-rated outdoor dining products on Amazon. Like this pizza oven with 5-star reviews, you'll get value and tasty pizza. Or these barbecue gloves. Remember to take off before eating.
Or this large windproof umbrella!
Because nobody wants a wet pizza. Amazon. Find highly rated products at prices you'll love.
Hillary's mid-season sale just got even better. Get up to 40% off hundreds of made-to-measure styles. Plus, get an extra 10% off absolutely everything. That's 10% off all blinds, curtains and shutters. And an extra 10% off our new range of awnings and pergolas, with measuring and fitting always included. Book your free in-home appointment today. Visit hillarys.co.uk. Hurry, Hillary's extra 10% off everything must end 2nd of June. Conditions apply.
On your radio.
On Global Player.
And on your smart speaker.
Play Classic FM.
This is Classic FM.
From Global's newsroom, I'm Tom Dunn. The UK is to build up to 12 attack submarines as part of a warhead programme in response to rapidly increasing threats. Sir Keir Starmer will announce later the government will invest £15 billion as the Strategic Defence Review will be unveiled. Conflict historian and analyst Dr. Lynette Nussbacher has been saying she wants to see more details about how the money will be spent.
We're using a large number here, large numbers of jobs somehow being created, and I'm not impressed. Anybody can throw around a lot of money. It's got to be spent wisely.
Police in Colorado say a large area of Boulder remains cordoned off after an attack on a group of people. Six people are currently being treated in hospital. The FBI are calling it a targeted terror attack. A 45-year-old man remains in police custody. Ukrainian and Russian officials are due to meet in Turkey later for talks aimed at ending the war between the two countries. President Donald Trump has urged Moscow and Kyiv to work together on a deal in order to create a ceasefire and a truce. And three Metropolitan Police officers are set to face a gross misconduct hearing later on Monday over the strip search of a black schoolgirl known only as Child Q back in 2020. She was wrongly accused at a school in Hackney of possession of cannabis. A safeguarding report found that racism was a likely factor. From Global's newsroom, you're up to date.
This is Classic FM from Global.
And how are we going to start this brand new week? Well, with beautiful music. That's what Early Breakfast is all about, and I, Lucy Coward, am here to provide it for you.